It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
It's been a wild week of weather, which kind of tends to mess with the sports world a little bit. Hello and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. If you need some help with your roofs, maybe this time of year, or if you're looking into the future, if you're a church or a school that really needs some big-time help, the place to go is AAARoofingCompany.com. Thank them, Jim and Jerry Huntington, for all their help on our show. Yeah, the weather is kind of fun to wake up to snow. On Monday this week, we woke up to snow all over the ground. But my daughter had a softball game in the afternoon, so they got it in. That's kind of the way it works right now in this wacky spring that is Indiana. And springtime in Indiana also means NBA playoffs. Getting ready to get underway this weekend. The Pacers are locked in the fifth spot. Now, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, then you're still like me, not sure what's going to develop. You know they're the fifth seed. They have their final regular season game on Tuesday night. And we're kind of waiting to see what happens with the three or the four seed. Is it going to be Philadelphia in the three and then Cleveland in the four? And if that's the case, then the Pacers will play the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Now, if you're listening to this on Friday, you're saying, well, we already know all that information. Well, that's the way it works sometimes when you record earlier in the week. But we're looking forward to watching the Pacers. Did you see the great story about Victor Oladipo? He is a strong Catholic man and says his Catholic faith drives him in all of his decisions. I knew I liked this guy. I knew I liked him, but now I have another reason to like Victor Oladipo, the star of the Pacers, a humble man who lets his game do the talking, but is also very proud to be back in Indiana. Of course, he played his college ball at IU, and we're really rooting for Victor Oladipo and the Pacers as they get started in the NBA playoffs. If they play the Cavs, interesting stats, LeBron James is 12-0 lifetime in the first round of the NBA playoffs. His teams have never lost in the NBA playoffs first round. So, hey, there's a first time for everything. It could happen. And we'll be watching the Pacers as they start their run, hopefully, to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals and then the NBA Finals. It could happen. They're playing some great basketball this year, and they're fun to watch. If there's anything, if you've been to a game this year, that is the line I've heard the most. This Pacers team is fun to watch, and it is. So we wish them the very best in the NBA playoffs. As I said, the spring sports, high school, a lot of the Catholic schools are off this week with spring break. So they're kind of taking a little break this week, but all the other teams are in action, the track and field, the softball, and the baseball, and we do need good weather for those kids to get out and play. So that's one of our prayers. Let's have good weather, at least on game day. And don't forget golf. The Masters, Patrick Reed is the winner. That was a popular thing. It's funny. I always go to Mass early on the Sunday of the Masters. My family knows that I'm going to go to 11:30 Mass because sometimes we go to the 5:30 on Sunday. The family goes. And they just know that on Sunday of the Masters, I'm going to 11:30 so I can watch the end of the Masters. And when we're talking golf, we want to bring in Jim Ganley, of course, the general manager here at Catholic Radio Indy. And we've got a big event coming up. We're about a month away.
Just about, yeah.
For the annual golf outing, the Catholic Radio Indy. It's set for Tuesday, May 22nd at Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. And great sponsors, as always, with this event, Jim, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Marion Financial Partners has been our major underwriter ever since it's been a Catholic radio event. And I say ever since it's been a Catholic radio event because originally it was a Catholic Business Exchange event. And Jim Liston and the folks at Catholic Business Exchange put on a great event. And they did it for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years, quite a while. And they were always generous enough to let Catholic Radio participate in it and sell mulligans at it. And one year, Jim Liston said, well, gee, you guys benefit from it every year. Why don't you, would you consider taking over the entire event? And I can honestly tell you, we hadn't thought about it until then. Uh-huh. But it's been a very, very good event for Catholic Radio. And we want to thank Catholic Business Exchange for allowing us to take over their event, because rather than starting from scratch and having to reinvent the wheel, we were able to pick up an ongoing event and just keep building on all of their efforts. So we want to thank them very much. And our sponsors, as you mentioned, Marion Financial Partners, Brian Weiss and Company, down on the south side there, financial advisors. Brian is also a board member here at Catholic Radio, and great underwriter for the event. Always been our top billed underwriter, and we thank him very, very much for that. And during the last couple of years, Holy Rosary Parish has stepped forward, and they've become what we call our Silver Plus underwriter. And Father Ryan McCarthy and the folks at Holy Rosary are happy to help out Catholic Radio. And they usually have some golfers there, too. I think that Father McCarthy himself is a golfer there. And they are our Silver Plus level sponsor. And Thurston Springer Financial Services here in town, our silver level underwriter. And they've been with us for several years as well. So we want to thank all of those underwriters. And we have what really makes a golf outing or any event successful, even a dinner, isn't the people, isn't the money that you charge for the dinner, or it isn't the money for the golf. It's the underwriting sponsorships that really determine whether an event is successful or not. So we need some whole sponsors. It's not expensive. If you can spare a few $100 to sponsor a hole at our golf outing, you get a very nice sign that we custom make for you at our expense, and we put it on whichever hole you agree to do. And you get some good exposure for your business, and your support helps keep Catholic Radio on the air. We've got some other sponsorships available as well. We're going to have a couple of hole-in-one contests that are going to have some nice big cash prizes, real folding money cash that you can put it in your pocket and walk away with it if you get a hole-in-one on, I think, three or four different holes, a number of different holes. And so that's all going to be happening. And we'll have a chipping contest, I think a putting contest, and a few other things, but a lot of fun and a great dinner. We actually start off with Mass at 11.
That's one thing I wanted to talk about. Tuesday, May 22nd, that is the outing, the annual golf outing for Catholic Radio Indy. Jim Ganley is joining us to talk about it. The registration that day is at 10 o'clock, and then there's a Mass at 11 o'clock. And I know I've now participated in this event, I think, three or four times maybe, or at least three times, and I love that part of it. I mean, do you start the day, you get there, you might want to hit some balls and kind of loosen up and you know, maybe knock in some putts, and but then make sure you get upstairs for the Mass. And what a great way to start a round of golf with Mass, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Father Tony Rowland is a step forward and going to be saying Mass for us there. We want to thank Father Tony for that. And that is, as Will mentioned, at about 11 o'clock. Then about 11:30 or whenever Mass gets over, a great luncheon, and then a great afternoon of golf. And we end up with a dinner. You get it all.
Yeah.
Mass, lunch, golf, and a dinner. And Will has been very helpful in lining up a great speaker for our dinner.
General Manager Chris Ballard of your Indianapolis Colts has agreed. Here's the deal. He's penciled it in. He says it's on his calendar. Of course, things can change in the NFL. But right now, he is on board and will be there. Chris Ballard, the GM. And this will be just a few weeks after the NFL draft, so there'll be a lot to talk about. We'll kind of know what they did with the draft, and it'll be a great time to have Chris Ballard. He's a Catholic who goes to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And what a neat opportunity to have Mr. Ballard out there to support Catholic Radio.
And at that time, after the draft, you'll probably either really like him or really question some of his judgments.
Well, I tell you, he's already done a great job with what he's done with the trade when they traded back to get the sixth pick and a couple more picks. They've got a lot of draft picks to choose from, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's still more wheeling and dealing on draft day or right before by your Indianapolis Colts. So basically, what we're saying here today on Catholic Sports Weekly is you want to be part of this golf outing. It's going to be a really neat opportunity at Plum Creek, Tuesday, May 22nd. You can go to the website,
right,
CatholicRadioIndy.org, or you can contact Barb Brinkman. She's here at Barb, that's B-A-R-B, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Send her an email. Get yourself signed up. It's an unbelievable price. And I'm telling you, I've done a lot of golf outings, Jim. You guys could charge a lot more for this, but it's only $450 for a foursome. That's
foursome, right?
That to get to play Plum Creek with your buddies, and this is another important thing for a lot of people: all day beverage cart.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and brand new carts this year, brand new golf carts. Every one of them, as I understand it, every one of them is going to be brand new. So you're going to be one of the first people ever to drive that around the court there.
So contact Barb at 317-870-8400 or at barb@catholicradioindy.org, or just go to the website. It's on the website now at catholicradioindy.org, and it's your chance to get signed up. Is the total 36 is the cap? If we get 36 teams, we'd love it. But if we get 40, would we let that many go on? Or are we thinking?
No, actually we do have to cap it.
Cap it at 36 teams.
I think absolute max, I think, is 144. And last year we had 132 golfers. So we had a lot of folks there. So right now we're looking for hole sponsors. We're also looking for foursomes and individual golfers. You can find out more about either one, or register or sign up for either one at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or just give Barb or Patty or myself a call here at Catholic Radio. That number is 317-870-8400. It's just around the corner, so right now is a really good time to do it.
Yep, Tuesday, May 22nd. Join us for the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing. Okay, we're just getting started. We're going to take a break. We're back with more of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, the show underwritten by AAA Roofing, AAARoofingCompany.com, for all your needs. They are the folks to call. They are a Catholic business owned by the Huntington family. We wish them all the best, and we thank them for underwriting our show. Now, it's my pleasure, as always, to welcome a good friend, Ray McKenna from the Catholic Athletes for Christ. And Ray, great to have you back on the show. I think you were on our very first show back in August. And it's good to catch up, because I know you're probably nice and tan and you're relaxed because you just came out of baseball spring training. Of course, the Major League Baseball season is off and running, but you were, I think, in Arizona, right, with a lot of the teams?
I was in both Arizona and Florida, actually.
Well, that's a tough job.
I'm back in Washington, and we're still in our freezing April temperatures now. but it's good to be back on your show, Will.
Well, good to have you back. And I tell you, the CAC does so much with Major League Baseball. It seems to be, when you look at your speakers bureau and a lot of the, it kind of started with Major League Baseball, didn't it?
Absolutely. Some of our key founding athletes, all great baseball players, Mike Sweeney, Mike Piazza, Jeff Supon, who I'm sure are familiar to your listeners. And yeah, we have a vibrant ministry all throughout baseball. We provide our mass ministry with mass and confession all throughout Major League Baseball stadiums during the season. And we have a kickoff event, Men in Black. We bring priests to spring training to visit in a more relaxed setting with the teams, which we, as you alluded to, we just finished a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and really it's an opportunity to connect and probably reconnect a lot of these guys. You know, they work so hard to get to that level. They work so hard to finally make it in the big leagues. And sometimes, you hope not, but sometimes the faith sort of takes a secondary role in their life. And maybe being around CAC, being around the Men in Black, so to speak, kind of maybe re-energizes some of them. Do you see that? Have you seen that over the years?
Oh, most definitely, Will. I think that, you know, we have a player, and I'm not going to mention names for obvious reasons, okay, but we have a player who's very active with CAC, and he only came into the church in the last few years, and he's just gone through his first confession, and he's all stoked up, and, you know, he was saying that having gone to confession, he's a convert, obviously, is one of the most wonderful things that ever happened to him, and he's more elated about that first confession than anything that's ever happened on the field, and he's a quite successful baseball player. So just, yeah. I think that's a good example of what you're speaking about.
Well, I know there's a great story of Mike Sweeney, a former Major League Baseball player, played for Kansas City Royals, and he's got a great video And I really recommend to anybody, if they can get their hands on this video, maybe you have a way they can, but this was a great story of forgiveness, and Mike Sweeney tells it so well. I remember it because it was an incident in a game where he charged the mound and had a fight with a pitcher after he was hit by a pitch, and then he stewed on it, and it bothered him, and it affected his life, and then in the end, he came back and had some reconciliation with that other player. And it's a great story of forgiveness. And that is just one example of some of the great videos that people can see with Catholic Athletes for Christ. Don't you agree?
It's Champions of Faith, what you're alluding to. It's a baseball done about, I guess, maybe 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful story of Mike and his episode with Jeff Weaver, former pitcher for the Tigers, and their on-field battles and then their off-field reconciliation. It's a great Catholic story, and I'm a big fan of my close friend of mine and a huge Mike Sweeney fan.
Now, he's one of your speakers, and when you look at the speakers, I noticed on your website that Father Glenn O'Connor here in Indianapolis is on your speakers
Absolutely.
Bureau.
The Indy Racing Car Series, and just one of my best friends, great priest, and as you know, Will has one of the best sense of humor of anybody I've ever met.
Yeah, how do people, if they want to connect with CAC and some of your speakers, how's that happen?
The best way is probably to email us. There's also a phone number, but just want to email us or call our, we have a Google voicemail phone number too. So leave a message looking for a speaker. And more information they can provide, the better, in terms of, you know, date, time, budget, focus of the talk, you know, what it's going to be, a men's conference, a women's conference, a school group, or whatever, and just, you know, and basically just start the ball rolling, and then we can begin a dialogue and hopefully fulfill their needs. And really, you know, evangelization is a key part of our mission, so it's one of the ways we spread the good news of Christ.
We were talking about in the first part of our show with Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, is going to be our speaker at our Catholic Radio Indy golf outing coming up on May 22nd.
And I love Chris.
Yeah, he's a great man, and I think it's going to be neat to see people connect with him in a different, you know, kind of a different realm, a little bit, you know, when he's talking about his faith. And
I know a lot of people, and myself included, are big NFL fans, so I think that the Colts have a great football GM in Chris Ballard, but also a great Catholic man and family man. So on all scores, I think that he's mix sports, I think he's a home run. that's fantastic. I love Chris, too.
Yeah, we're talking with Ray McKinney. He's the president and founder of the Catholic Athletes for Christ. Your website, if I'm right, is CatholicAthletesForChrist.org?
That's correct.
Okay.
CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Well, you say you've got a big event coming up April 17th. Tell me about that.
It's May 17th.
And May 17th. I'm sorry. May 17th.
May 17th. It's in Philadelphia. We're having a kickoff event for our high school chapter program. One of our CAC board members, Archbishop Chaput of Philadelphia, wants to extend our program because it's been so well received in Philadelphia to all the archdiocesan Catholic high schools. And to raise funding for that, we're having a big kickoff at the Philly Stadium, Citizens Bank Ballpark, on the evening of Thursday, May 17th. We're going to have the Philly Fanatic, food and drink, and great stories and awards to our young athletes, male and female, at Catholic high schools who are doing a great job on the field and off the field, serving the faith. We're going to have some great current and former athletes there from Philadelphia and actually around the country. I think Dwight Gooden, former Met pitcher, just agreed to come the other day, and a host of others. So we're real excited. We're looking for people over the country to get behind it, especially those in Philadelphia, and come and join us on May 17th.
So May 17th, the Phillies ballpark. And you said that, can people, you know, yeah, sure, if they're in the Philadelphia area, but maybe they're traveling close by where they can get there. How do they find out more information? Is it on the website, or what's the best
way? I don't know. It's so new. I don't know if it's been added yet. And
okay.
There's kind of been, I think, a hiccup in terms of there's a separate website that was being developed that I'm not sure is ready for prime time yet. So
Okay. If
anybody's interested, please, please, just contact us at our website, or just contact me, Ray, at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org, Ray at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org, and just mention Citizens Bank or Philly event or whatever, and I'll be happy to give all the information that's required, and we'll have it. We'll be rolling it out on our website really soon too. I'm just not sure it's there yet.
Okay, so big event May 17th in Philadelphia. What a year it's been for Catholic athletes. When you think of the Loyola story with Sister Jean, that was so fun to watch, and then Villanova Catholic University winning the national championship. You got
absolutely
a lot going on with
chaplain who's with, kept priests with them for every game in Philadelphia. Jerry Wright's a great Catholic guy himself. We're hoping actually Jay might come. It's a schedule for Miss and be there on May 17th, by the way. But, yeah, that would be exciting.
What's going on, you said, with the theology of athletes? What's that?
Theology of sports.
Of sports,
is something
okay.
We're very interested in. It's a foundational principle. It's a blend of both philosophy and theology. I guess the easiest way to think about it or speak about it is I'm sure everybody's very familiar with late John Paul, the great, St. John Paul, the great theology of the body. Mm-hmm. You know, and the theology of the body is developed because we live in a world where the body is misunderstood, most especially as it applies to sexuality. And the body is obviously a crucial part of sports. So in the same way John Paul, you know, wrote and spoke about sports, it was very near and dear to his heart. But our theology of sports looks at the body, but it also looks at sports and realizes that God created the human person as not just a body, but as a mind and as a soul. And it's a way to look to serve all aspects, all three aspects, the mind, the body, and the soul, and understand how they relate together to make, you know, the fully functioning human being, in the context of sports. It's just always thinking about sports with a perspective of body, mind, and soul, and especially how does it relate to God, or does it relate to God, and how do we, one, give glory to God, but also how do we as athletes, as coaches, as even fans, maintain a godly perspective in our endeavor, in our vocation, our love of sports.
Yeah, and so much of it's a difficult, you and I have talked about this before, because in sports you're trying to win. You want to stomp on the opponent and you want to have victory in the end. But to try to intertwine that with your faith and the way you're supposed to be reverent and humble, how do they connect?
It's a great question and a great topic. In fact, one of our year-long curriculum in our Catholic high school program, a Catholic program that I mentioned in the context of the Philadelphia event that we're kicking off on May 17th in Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. Well, we call Winning with Christ. It's a year of our Winning with Christ series. The topic is very intentionally chosen, and all of the curriculum and the subtopics under it are examples to show that how integration of our faith, and so Catholic faith in this context, but integration of faith into sports actually coincides, comports with winning. So in other words, what we're saying is that, you know, not only does being practicing your faith, being a good Catholic athlete in this instance, not only is it the right thing to do from a spiritual and a faith and a church perspective, but it actually makes you the best possible athlete you can be, and if you will, enhances your chances of winning. Now, that's not the primary reason I think somebody should practice their faith, but it's a nice side benefit.
Well, I know we've had this year a lot of people on this show. Cesena comes to mind, their basketball team. They hadn't won a regional ever, and the coach was on with me several times, and they talk about their prayer wall that they developed, where kids would come into the locker room, and on the wall, like a whiteboard, the kids would write on the wall what they would like the team to pray for. And it was such a powerful message to their Catholic school here in Indianapolis. But what a special way to include your faith in your everyday practice and your game atmosphere to be able to pray for others that need the prayers. That's kind of what you're talking about, isn't it? Intertwining the two.
It is, you know, probably the most common question that comes up in the context of our speakers and, you know, men's conferences where athletes are present, I believe that I've seen, is invariably the question comes up, do you, directed to an athlete, a coach, or whoever, do you pray to win? And I've heard all types of answers to this, and I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer. But, you know, St. Paul says that we should pray in all things, so I guess you're going to pray in your, you know, to win, or to do, at least do your best. But that's always the question: is like, you know, what is the role of prayer? I mean, prayer is very powerful. It's very important. It's very important that we have a deep and a vibrant and a daily prayer life. So how does that prayer life connect to your sports life? It's a great question and a wonderful topic.
Now, I know locally here in Indy, we're still trying to develop the CAC. And how do people get involved if they want to start a chapter of the Catholic Athletes for Christ?
There's information on our website and starting a chapter, and just email us again, and direct it. I think it's Dan Duddy's, or you could send to me again, Ray at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org, and just say, I'm interested in beginning a chapter or learning more about a chapter here in Indiana or wherever. And we'll follow up post haste on that, and we'd love to continue that conversation and tell about what we do. And
that's Ray McKenna. I think we just lost him, but we are also out of time. So Ray, thank you very much. And again, CatholicAthletesForChrist.org is their website, and you can get all the information about all that's going on with the CAC. We're going to take a break. We'll close this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And we are back again. Thanks to Ray McKenna, the president and founder of Catholic Athletes for Christ. Go to CatholicAthletesForChrist.org to get more information on that great organization. And I didn't mention, I forgot when I said, great year for all the Catholics. Notre Dame, the women's basketball team, won the national championship. So, yes, throw in the Irish as well as part of the great Catholic run this year in college basketball. Again, thanks to AAA Roofing Company. They're our underwriter here for Catholic Sports Weekly, AAARoofingCompany.com. And again, don't forget, Tuesday, May 22nd is the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing. It is going to be a special day. Get started with Mass at 11 a.m., tee times around 12:30, and all-day beverage carts, cocktails, dinner, prizes, and Chris Ballard from the Indianapolis Colts, the general manager, is our featured speaker.
And if you have any questions about the golf at all or want to sign up for a sponsorship, contact Barb here at Catholic Radio, and her email is simply barb@catholicradioindy.org. Barb does a great job getting everything, all the details lined up for everybody. Get your sign made for you, make sure it looks right and everything. So give Barb a call, barb@catholicradioindy or 317-870-8400.
And if you're not a golfer and you just want to help Catholic Radio Indy, that's a great way too. Just say, hey, I'd like to support Catholic Radio Indy, and I can't golf that day, but here's a donation just to help everybody else play.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.